The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, is demanding an end to all US and NATO airstrikes in his country. President Karzai says more than 100 civilians were killed this week and that their deaths were, quote, definitely the result of US airstrikes and not Taliban insurgents. Accounts of the bombing and the number of dead differ, but the US military isn't expected to release the results of its own investigation until later this weekend. Washington correspondent Kim Landers reports.
Civilian casualties from US airstrikes in Afghanistan have long been a source of tension between the two countries. And just as the leaders of Afghanistan, Pakistan and the US met in Washington this week, there were fresh airstrikes in the western Afghan province of Farah, bombings which the Afghan police claimed killed more than 100 civilians.
This was definitely caused by bombings, yes. I came to know this morning, definite.
Afghanistan's president, Hamid Karzai, has no doubt that the US is to blame. The US military hasn't released the results of its investigation. But there have been reports that the civilian deaths were actually caused by the Taliban throwing grenades among the villagers. However, President Karzai is emphatic that the civilians died from US bombs, not at the hands of the Taliban.
No. Now we know for a fact. Our delegation has concluded the look at the area. I got a definitive word from the government this morning that there were more than 100 casualties, nearly 125 to 130 civilians lost deaths, children, women and men, and that it was done by the bombings.
Just a few days ago, the US President Barack Obama vowed to make every effort to avoid civilian casualties. Hamid Karzai says the Afghan government will not demand compensation for the victims, but he is demanding an end to all airstrikes, saying they're not an effective way to fight terrorism.
The airstrikes are not acceptable. This is something that we have raised with the United States government very clearly, that terrorism is not in the Afghan villages, not in Afghan homes, and you cannot defeat terrorists by airstrike.
Meanwhile, the Taliban has issued a statement saying that foreign troops are killing civilians deliberately to make them give up their resistance. And the Taliban has warned that, quote, shedding the blood of one innocent Afghan will in fact lead to the opening of a new invincible trench of revenge against infidel aggressors, end quote. Meanwhile, the US Defense Secretary Robert Gates has told American troops in Afghanistan that the September the 11th attacks were a result of the US abandoning Afghanistan after it had helped to end the Soviet occupation there.
And if there is a lesson for Americans and the international community is that we don't dare turn our backs on Afghanistan. This will work if we stay engaged and have patience.
Robert Gates has been in Afghanistan to inspect preparations for the deployment of an extra 21,000 US troops. This is Kim Landers in Washington for Saturday AM.